This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, some of whom are you're listening to me right now on, and we've got more coming there, and I needed to tell you about it over the weekend. I forgot, but that is the way it is. But because we've had so much going on with Memorial Day weekend, and we'll get to that in a minute. But a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America, and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And let's not forget and throw in there the United States Coast Guard that did a bang-up job in the water yesterday. I never saw so many boats on Tampa Bay in my life. Everywhere you look, there were boats yesterday out in Tampa Bay. I don't know how they were not running into each other. But anyway, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, that'll be working tonight sorting the mail because they'll have extra mail to sort. They've had a day off, and you're going to get a bunch of mail today. Watch and see. Thanks to all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, patiently waiting for us, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I sound excited tonight. I am because of something I now know. But let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the work of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, the reason I'm excited is I watched an hour-long video from the group called Build the Wall. Now, Build the Wall was the group that had the Facebook page, I'm sorry, the GoFundMe page, remember, Kyle?
Oh, yes.
And they raised some $21 million worth of money.
Oh, yes.
And they're now building the wall. They were going to give the money to the government to build the wall, but because of all the problems they were having, they decided that they would contact private people along the border and build the wall where they said that they'd like to have it along their property in the Mexican border.
Right.
Well, they started in one of the most remote and terrible, desolate sections of the country, which was responsible for an average of 400 illegals coming in every night in groups of 100 here, 100 there, 100 here, 100 there, keeping the Border Patrol tied up. While, get this, on the other side of a 31% grade mountain was a 19-foot wide road that the drug cartels were driving truckloads of drugs in on a 7-mile road built into New Mexico. I've been telling people for how long, Kyle, and yes, I pounded on the table. I've been telling people for how long that we've had these sections in New Mexico, these sections in Arizona that are wide open, and they actually drive across the border and do whatever it is they want to do. And they found this area, and they finally built the 31% grade. They build a wall where the Army Corps of Engineers says, you won't be able to do it because it's physically impossible. Guess what? They did it, and they shut the whole damn thing down. No more drugs coming in. They blocked the road. No more illegals coming in. They blocked their entryway. Score one for the good guys. Score one for the good guys. A 1.7-mile stretch of wall.
Absolutely. And certainly it just goes to show sometimes, Captain, I guess if you want to do something right, you've got to do it yourself sometimes. But this is hopefully going to show not only, number one, there is no manufactured crisis at the border.
And it's there.
Two, yeah,
it's there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you can actually do something about it in the sense that this kind of thing actually does work. And so it puts to rest that that argument.
And I'm going to tell everybody right now, I put that 55-minute long video on the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page. If you have access to Facebook, you need to take that video and post it in every group that you're in and let the Democrats and the liberals see what's going on with their own eyes, with their own ears, and let them hear what the people along that border have been saying has been going on and what the problem was with the Border Patrol. They divert them in one area with the large groups of illegals, and they bring the drugs in the other area. $100,000 a day, 7 days a week, of drugs coming into this country.
That's right.
In that one spot.
That's right, and hopefully this will pick up a lot of steam, Captain, and you'll be able to, you know, maybe we'll see some of these cable networks have to cover this kind of
thing. And for the jackasses that were doing the news that I was listening to, and that remain nameless, the news I was listening to for the jackasses, they got it wrong again. The ripping readers are going, along the Arizona-Mexico line, they're building a wall, and it's coming from the GoFundMe. No, it's not. It's it's where New Mexico and Texas and the Mexican borders come in. There's a little area in there, and it's right there just west of El Paso, almost into Alamogordo. And I know the area very well. You can see it as you're driving up along through there. You look to the left, you see this mountain that goes up over the blocking in there, and that's the one they've been coming in on. And, oh, by the way, they fly these helicopters that you can't hear flying at night.
Right.
All you get is like a little wind rotation, and they'll fly up along the border, and all of a sudden they'll turn on their floodlights, and that's when it lights up and it shows them all the illegals that are there.
Wow.
Well, now there's nobody coming across that area. Nobody. And no more drugs.
See, and that's really one of the best things ever. No more drugs. That's exactly, you know, that alone, Captain, should help to unite, you would think, the political parties. Especially the Democrats.
They built a wall, and it worked. Now, they've obviously moved to some other spot, which, you know, people won't understand it. But when they see that video and they watch it, it's an hour long. When you see that video and you watch it, you'll see exactly everything that's going on there. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we'll get into talking some politics when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate that comment, and we appreciate you, and we also appreciate the comments coming in from LJ and Ms. Beulah and Sony and Deborah, and go over there when you get a chance to my Facebook page, the Captain's America Radio Show. That's the original Facebook page for the radio show. Obviously, the new one is the Captain's America Third Watch, but the Captain's America Radio Show on Facebook, you'll see that video. It is an hour long. Watch it from start to finish. Watch the way it starts. Watch the way it finishes. And when you get done, you'll do just exactly what I do. You'll sit there, and in the words of LJ, Yahoo! All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, your local GEICO insurance agent. Get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving too, because GEICO can cover everything you're driving, whether it's a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat on the water, an RV, or a snowmobile, because, yep, it's still snowing out there in the mountains. Oh, my goodness. Sorry for laughing, folks, but it's still snowing out there in the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevada in different places. So don't forget, they also have homeowners and renters insurance through your local GEICO agent. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including yours truly. You can go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, that's GEICO.com, or go to the phone book and look up your local GEICO insurance agent that-a-way. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's way too early to take much out of this, but the headline says, three models predict big Trump win. I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not either, Captain, and certainly as we look back in history, in the modern era at the very least, a strong economy is usually a pretty good predictor. It at the very least puts you very, very far down the road to re-election, but you never know what might happen, when you're this far out from the election. I do think there's one interesting aspect here, because these three models that have sort of identified President Trump as having a pretty good tailwind, as it were, going into re-election, they all talk about the strong economy, the strong economy. What happened back with President George H.W. Bush is that, of course, he inherited a very strong economy from President Reagan, but the mantra eventually became with the Clinton campaign was, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And one of the things at that time, President Bush seemed to be a little out of touch with the economy. At least that's what the perception was.
He didn't see that there was a problem with the economy.
Exactly.
And Clinton did. They picked up on it, and away they went.
Exactly right.
But they had the help of a Republican Congress after the second year, remember?
Oh, that's true. Exactly.
Yep. Gingrich.
Exactly. And so, with President Trump, here's the thing. President Trump is obviously a billionaire, a real estate mogul,
right,
developer. But here's the thing. President Trump understands the economy perhaps better than most presidents have in recent times.
You're right.
But at the same time, he's able to talk with people from all walks of life,
yep,
about the economy. That's going to be key in this.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, the other thing about this, when you talk about the economy, and we'll go from one extreme to the other. George W. Bush, that's Bush number two, whatever you want to call him. George W. Bush, of course, we were in the middle of the war on terror and going after the bad guys, not only in Afghanistan, but also in Iraq. Our economy was rolling pretty good when he came up for re-election, correct?
That's right.
Went up against John Ketchum Kerry. John Ketchum Kerry was talking about how bad things were, and no one could find a job, and the economy was so bad. Well, it wasn't. Things were just cruising along. But then you got Barack Barry Sotero Obama in his second run for presidency. Now, everybody liked him. They liked him. He was a likable president. And he got elected because I guess he was likable. But guess what? He lost control of the Congress and lost control of the Senate. And Nancy Pelosi went back to sitting in the juvenile seat where she should have been to begin with. She never should have been the speaker this time. But the people were trying to send a message that, hey, enough of this crap. Congress is enough. We've had enough of you. We're going to try it a little different way for a couple of years, see what happens. Well, they've done nothing. Nothing for 2 years. She's going to get relegated to the back seat again. Watch and see, because the people that I'm talking to, and I talk to a lot of Democrats, folks, and a lot of independents, and a lot of libertarians. Yes, I talk to Republicans, too, but they're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the old Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this particular Congress, or the Democrat Party leadership, and Nancy Pelosi in particular, they're not doing anything for anybody, it would seem to me, for their constituency ever, because they're only obsessed with trying to bring down the president.
Yep.
And that's wearing thin over time, especially now that we're on the other side of the Mueller report. That's really starting.
Well, they are terrified at what the results might happen to be, Kyle, because there's all kinds of names being thrown about, including the vice president, who we just found out was involved in the initial stages of the 2016 Russia-Trump probe, and the process, the plans were being put into effect. He was in some of those closed-door meetings. This comes from a Washington Post article of 2017, and the original New York Times article, who first recorded it back in 2016, Breitbart just reported it again. And I tend to really agree with what I'm seeing, that Biden was involved. But then you got him with his son getting $1.5 billion from who?
The Ukraine, yeah.
I thought it was Russia.
And then he got, by the way of Ukraine.
Yeah, by way of Ukraine, but it was actually Russia. And you got all this other stuff going on. And then he was being paid as a consultant for the government about something that he knew nothing about.
Well, sweetheart deals. Yeah, these are sweetheart deals. And also there was a prosecutor in Ukraine who got fired that had connection into something to do with Biden's son, I believe, one of his family members. And Biden went there and said, look, the U.S. is not going to give you all this money that they had agreed to give unless this prosecutor gets fired. And sure enough, he got fired, and then they gave him the money. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that certainly any intrepid investigative reporter would love to constantly ask Joe Biden about at campaign stops. And we haven't seen him on too many campaign stops over the last several days.
Yeah, and Alan in Nebraska is reminding us that George H.W. Bush had Ross Perot involved in his reelection bid, which affected him directly, because when Perot got 19% of the vote there and split the vote, and neither Clinton nor Bush got more than 50%, neither one.
That's exactly right. The Ross Perot phenomenon, it actually...
And I voted for Ross Perot back then. I take claim for that. I voted for him.
Well, that is cool. I mean, the thing is that Ross Perot brought in that idea of what if I'm not a politician? What if I come in and look at these things with fresh eyes? That's, I think, was the selling point for Ross Perot.
You know what sold me?
What's that?
The charts.
The charts. That's right.
Larry? Look here, Larry. See this chart over here? Well, see that line? How it goes up, Larry? That's in plate. And see how this line goes down in the screen? That means money. That's where your money's going, Larry.
Yes, I remember.
The little Admiral.
But he had Admiral Stockdale.
Yeah.
And
He says, I'm not a politician. I don't even know why I'm on his stage.
I do remember that. But that was sort of a precursor, because Trump comes in and he says, look, I'm not a politician. Yep. I want to fix this. And that's one of the reasons why the deep state has gone so completely out of control, because Trump isn't a politician.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the president also over in Japan he spoke to the troops last night on board the USS Wasp. Now, I heard somebody misrepresent that ship and said, on the battleship USS Wasp. Are you kidding me?
Do we have battleships?
No, not the USS Wasp.
Yeah.
But anyway, good Lord. And these people, they can't get their ship straight what they are. Got somebody telling them you're in Arizona when they're in New Mexico. I mean, the mainstream media just doesn't know how to verify their stories.
Yeah, that's true. But it's going to be pretty interesting. Of course, the president is there in Japan, and he's able to meet with Prime Minister Abe. And I think they have obviously more in common than
they
could ever be apart.
And again, who owns the majority of the credit, the debt that the United States has? Who is that?
I think Japan.
That's right. It's not China. It's Japan. And by the way, the president said the U.S. is not ready yet to make a trade deal with China. They're going to let them sit there and stew a little bit on some of the stuff they're doing. Now, I did hear that, well, Washington state apples aren't being shipped into China. So what? Ship them to France.
Well, you know, part of
ship them to Spain. Ship them to Germany.
Well, right. Well, part of this thing, too, is that in the world of 24-hour analysis, the constant media scrutiny of everything, no deals can ever play out.
All right. Here comes the music, and folks, will be right back with more. Kathy's going to tell you how to call the show if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, the First Lady and I will never forget this gracious invitation. And we thank the people of Japan for their incredible hospitality and warm welcome in this majestic land.
President Trump wrapping up his four-day trip to Japan after meeting with the country's new emperor and spending time with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Your Majesty, in the spirit of beautiful harmony, may we celebrate the many possibilities of this new era. May we remember our duties to past and future generations, and may we protect the cherished bond between America and Japan for our children.
Back in the U.S., taps at Arlington National Cemetery as Vice President Mike Pence addresses veterans and their families on Memorial Day.
This is the day that makes possible all other American days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo link that's right there. By the way, while you're there, sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Enter in. I want to announce somebody winning on this show. Now, they did have a winner the other day getting closer to us. Over in Arkansas, but it wasn't one of our listeners because it did not come from one of our affiliates. So doggone it, but keep trying. Somebody over here is going to win something. When they do, I'm going to announce your name. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA and check out what the membership in the USCCA can mean for you, because if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some interesting gear from the USCCA as well. So check that out. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo while you're there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The president says that the Iran nuke deal is, in fact, possible. This comes amidst another report coming out from the different defense strategists and some of the political talking heads and military talking heads saying that Iran is targeting Israeli ports and offshore oil rigs for possible attack.
Yes, this is, well, to say the situation is complex would be quite an understatement. The president has to deal with several different aspects of what's going on with Iran. You mentioned about the possibility of having another nuclear deal. Well, that is possible, I would think, under the correct circumstances. I think we'd have to qualify it with that. But at the same time, I think the president may be trying to tamp down some of what some of the criticism that goes with John Bolton and some of his statements. But actually, that's really a better position for the president to be in, because obviously the United States has to deal with Iran very seriously, and at the same time try to leave open the idea that something could be, a deal could be struck with them. And the other key phrase, Captain, the president used was regime change, insofar as that he said they don't want to have a regime change.
Right.
So this is, again, a very complex situation, but certainly any attacks, and again, this is where Secretary Pompeo has been very clear, any attacks on our friends or allies by Iran or its proxies, that's going to be bad news.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. KyleWarrenShow.com is a website to hear him, his program, and to find out more about him. Now, the Brexit Party landslide, Nigel Farage, according to Nigel, is just the beginning. And they did do very well with a political party that only been around about, what, a month?
Yeah, just last couple of months or so, exactly, yeah.
So yeah. What do you think there?
Well, I think that certainly, I mean, the whole Brexit sort of fiasco that's been going on, and this is why Prime Minister May is essentially resigning because of the failure to get Brexit through, obviously. But
the British people don't want it.
Well, they want to go, I think, the last I heard, people are suggesting having another vote and this kind of thing. And but generally speaking, though, I think that these different aspects of not only the idea of not being part of the European Union, but also having to do with immigration and sort of the topsy, turning things upside down, as it were, in terms of these different communities and how things are really going to be integrated in a meaningful way. I think this is leading to a real questioning of what are these policies going on in the EU right now.
And in the meantime, in France, the current Prime Minister, Monsieur Macron, has been asked to resign by the political party that just deep-sixed him and his party in the election. That's Madame Le Pen, I believe, that she's a lady, and she's called on Macron to resign.
Well, exactly. I mean, this was a huge rebuke of Macron and his policies, and we've been asking the question for a while, can things get worse in France with the constant riots, the sort of scheduled for the weekends, that kind of thing, and Macron not being able to really deal with this in any real way. And so he's been rebuked, and I think they're just this is a very important call for him to resign.
And Angela Merkel has put together a very shaky coalition to temporarily keep her moving along.
Yes, exactly. And this is, part and parcel of what we're seeing, I think, with this election result, and especially even in Brussels at the head of the EU there, that's also going to be, coalition building is going to be the word of the day, basically, as they try to be able to move forward, because without any real clear majorities in the general sense of how to go forward, this is going to be a very, very interesting and tough time for Europe and the European Union.
Well, right now we've got a situation set up where it looks like France is going to be going toe to toe with Italy. Italy wants out of the EU, and France is definitely pro-EU, and they want to be in it, so whatever it is, it is, right?
Well, right, and, you know, the whole Brexit thing sort of followed on the heels of the Trump win and so forth. But you're right, but feelings can change there, because I think there's so many details to be worked out to actually have an actual deal with how they would be able to predict how business is going to be done.
Uh-huh.
Without a deal in place, it was going to be, it's complete chaos, and nobody won.
Now, yesterday was Memorial Day, and a lot of politicians were out doing a lot of politicking, right?
That's right.
And a lot of speeches were made. Mike Pence probably gave the best one I've heard yet of anybody at Arlington, and I caught most of his speech. But where was Joe Biden?
Well, that's a good question. Joe Biden didn't have any campaign events on his calendar, I think, for the entire Memorial Day weekend.
No, and here's the funny thing. You would think a politician running for president would have at least wanted to do, put out a statement or something about, well, I support the military and on this solemn day, blah, 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 blah. Not one word. Not one word.
Well, I think there was a tweet that came out today that did say that he and Jill remember the ultimate sacrifice for those who served our nation.
So it came out after Memorial Day.
Yeah, I was
wonderful.
Dated the 27th, I believe. And
that was Memorial Day, but I mean it's 3 o'clock in the morning, almost my time.
Well, exactly, but
I had to see it.
Well, but the idea, of course, is that you know what's going on with the Joe Biden campaign. Obviously, he's ahead in the polls over his Democrat rivals, generally speaking, but is the Joe Biden campaign, are they retooling? Do they not want to invite any other kind of particular scrutiny over the Memorial Day weekend? Is there any, what other factors are
okay.
in play here?
Speaking of scrutiny, what happened in California over the weekend? What was that Highway Patrol report you sent me?
Oh, well, it's just such a sad thing. 973 DUI arrests in California by the CHP. 21 deaths were recorded on the Memorial Day weekend. This was posted about 10 hours ago or so.
Uh-huh.
And what a sad thing, because they're getting more people that are driving impaired. They're drinking and they're driving and so forth.
And drugs.
And drugs. And just what a sad, sad thing, because, you know, again, it's not just it's not some holiday celebration to go out and drink and carouse and drive. But it's a very serious day of remembrance. But unfortunately, 21 people lost their lives here in California over the Memorial Day weekend. But 973 were taken off the streets, and that's a good thing.
And how many of them were illegal?
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah.
See, that's the thing that always concerned me. Down in Miami, we had a problem here in Florida. Down in Miami, they had a lot of drivers that didn't have driver's licenses. They didn't have insurance. They were getting involved in wrecks. And a lot of them were hit and runs. And I think they finally corralled that to a great deal because they made it a lot tougher to get away with things. They stuck all the cameras up out there on the super loops and whatnot so they could catch people a lot quicker when they do something stupid. But, you know, everywhere you go, you got to wonder. And some of these illegals, they can't speak English. They don't understand our road signs.
Right, right, exactly. And you're right. If you get
And they're getting driver's licenses, and they don't have to prove that they know the English language.
Right, I think they can. People can take the driving test in different languages, I believe, too.
Yeah, just holler "hole" and you got a license.
Well, it's a most unfortunate thing, and especially you mentioned the idea of also not having insurance. Is just unconscionable.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, so I'll tell you what, we've definitely. We're going to be taking a break right now. Caller, hang on. We're going to be taking a break right now. The music's starting right in here. So I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And it's KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Kathy's going to tell you how to get a hold of us here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, Leland Martin, he's working class, man. He's down here in the U.S. of A. right now. He's down off the Ice Road Truckers gig that he had all winter long. So now he's down here somewhere running around with that big double drop deck that he's got there, the RGN. Anyway, let's get to the weather information out there. And it's brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. By the way, don't forget Pilot and Flying J. It's not what your old picture of those used to be. They've come a long way. They've modernized them up there, made them really pretty spiffy. I was in a Pilot the other day, and I was really surprised how nice it was. It had Wendy's in it, and wow. You know, and the price of gas was reasonable. Diesel didn't look like it was too bad either, but it is what it is. And Pilot and Flying J, check them out. Now, a severe storm threat is continuing across the central part of the U.S. A heat wave is gripping the southeast right now. We've had temperatures into the hundreds in South Georgia. Valdosta, you know what I'm talking about. Tifton, you know what I'm talking about. Albany, you know what I'm talking about. And even the panhandle of Florida, you know what I'm talking about. But down here, we've had middle 90s, upper 90s for the past several days. Going to have it again right here in the Tampa Bay area. So we're definitely getting our above average of warm weather. Now, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms is once again forecast for the central part of the U.S., as well as across parts of the northern mid-Atlantic. Now, right now, in the across, take I-70 across Ohio and take south of I-70, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings and watches. You've got flash flood warnings and watches south Ohio right now. You've got some scattered rain showers right now up along I-80. On the Ohio and Indiana lines, you've got some rain on the western side of Massachusetts, eastern side of Wisconsin, and right there in the northern wedge, right along the lake of Indiana right now. And that's the way things are at the moment. But let's go out into the middle part of the country, because damaging winds, large hail, and some strong tornadoes are once again in the forecast, along with flash flooding. All of that is possible. Meanwhile, as I said, the southeast will continue to see above normal temperatures, and that'll spread into the middle Atlantic region over the next few days. So let's go up into where the severe weather is tonight for thunderstorms and or possibly a tornado or two. It is northern Kansas, okay, straight across the northern Kansas line with Nebraska. Nebraska, you've got a lot of warnings and watches in the eastern half of Nebraska, across the central and the southwestern part of Nebraska, for everything from severe thunderstorms to flooding to flash flood watches and warnings. And it's raining now in portions of the northern and northwestern part of Nebraska. You've got rain over in the northern part of Missouri right now. You've got some heavier rain up in South Dakota, central and southwestern. Rapid City is getting rain tonight. You've got rain going into Montana and rain going into eastern Wyoming. However, you ready for this? The higher elevations of northern Wyoming going up into Montana, you've got a winter storm warning again above 5,500 feet. And those mountain peaks up there, 6,500, 7,000 feet, you will have quite an accumulation of snow again tonight. And it'll also continue as you get into Montana in some of the southernmost areas that are right there along the Wyoming border. Now, drifting down to Colorado, you have got snow going into Wyoming along I-25 in the higher elevations once you start up out of Colorado and start climbing before you start dropping down a little bit into Laramie or Cheyenne. Everything west of I-25 tonight, Denver, you've got winter driving conditions up over the top for a couple of inches or so of snow, maybe a little bit more in a few areas above 7,500 feet, but certainly snowing above 6,000 feet in a lot of areas tonight. So be advised of that. And then you've got some scattered rain showers tonight up in the north central part of Wyoming, scattered to say the least. Central part of Nevada, scattered rain there. You've got some wind blowing out in the high deserts of California tonight. You've got a fire advisory in New Mexico in the area of Ruidoso up there going across the Indian Reservation there. So be advised, it's very dry there. And you've also got in some areas of the south today, because of the fact that it's been so hot, you've got a fire watch there as well along the Panhandle and North Florida and into South Georgia and South Alabama, where it's very, very dry. Now, let's go way, way up north, because way up in North Dakota, along the Canadian border, about half the state, you've got a hard freeze warning tonight up there. Northeastern Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, and up in that area, up into right along the Canadian line, you've got a hard freeze warning up there as well. And you've got in the northern part of Maine and the northeastern part of New Hampshire, you've got a hard freeze warning up there as well. So the severe weather tonight, right now, southern Ohio, south of I-70, across most of Ohio right now, as well as out into Nebraska, southeastern Nebraska, and then central Nebraska going across the state, and southwestern Nebraska, and the northern part of Kansas, predominantly the northeast, and in a straight line right across following the Nebraska line there, where you've got everything from high wind warnings to thunderstorm warnings to watches to flood watches and warnings. You name it, it's all going along up there right now. And let's see what Al is chiming in here about. He's chiming in from Nebraska. I thought he was chiming in from Nebraska. Let's see if I can find out what he wanted here. Heavy rain. Oh, okay. Heavy rain at where he's at. All right. Well, that's what I just said. Grand Island. Heavy rain in Grand Island. Okay. That's what it's looking like here, Al. But I'll tell you what. You're right on that fringe area where you might be getting something a little bit more. If you got lightning in there, I would kind of be paying attention to the weather radio if I were you, because there's some weather not very far away from you right now. And you might be getting some flash flood warnings up in there, too, by the looks of things. And let's not forget that, again, it's still snowing out west in the higher elevation. So it is what it is. Now, Trucker Ed called me a little while ago, and he said that I was wrong about England. And I did a little check in here just a second ago, pulled something up here. Now, I said it was the people that didn't want the Brexit. The people voted for Brexit, apparently, but the People's House, which is where I got the word people, the People's House, the House of Commons, did not. They deep-sixed Brexit, so there you go. So I'm correcting that one. Now, don't forget to stop by your local Pilot and Flying J, because the pilots right now, they're really stepping up to the ladder here. Some of them got Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queens, McDonald's in them, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell's. I stopped at one the other day, had a Wendy's in it. The Denny's and Huddle Houses and Moe's Southwest Grill coming to the Flying J's in various places, and Dunkin' Donuts too in some of them. So things are getting pretty fancy there, Flying J and Pilot. Stop by, check them out, and make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Might get a cup of coffee out of the deal. And hello to the pilot up there in Valdosta tonight, as well as right there in the state line, Florida. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why Shaka? Why Shaka? Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.